We're up to the Gemara Daf Nun. We're at the Gemara Daf Tes Amud Beis. And we're about 10 lines into the wide-ish lines. First word on the line is Yoreach.
Oh, Yoreach, yes.
First
Right, that's where we're up to. Heid Rabbi Yochanan ben Eliyakim Mishum Kehila Kadisha de Birushalayim.
Take it in pieces.
Oops.
Oops. Yeah, you're with us for nothing.
Lost your voice.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. All my kids are home, so.
Fun and games.
Yeah.
Okay, so back again. This quote is a very, very interesting quote. Who exactly are we quoting? Reb Yossi ben Reb Eliyakim Mishum Kehila Kadisha Yerushalayim. You're quoting the holy community in Yerushalayim. And what do they say? Now, this is halacha that we've mentioned in the past. Kol hasoimech geula letfila. If anybody is ensuring that he juxtapositions geula letfila, means before he davens, the last thing he says is Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, and he follows that up immediately by tefillah. So that's considered highly commendable to be soimech geula letfila. So much so, it says that if you do so, einoi nizoik kol hayoim.
Wow.
And he will not be injured or damaged, or nothing will happen to him negative the whole day. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Omer Abzeira Eini, is that really true? Vaho ano samchi. On one occasion, I did indeed juxtaposition geula letfila, and guess what happened? The itzaki, and I had a whole mishap. So how can you guarantee me that anybody who's saying geula letfila nothing will happen to him? Well, something definitely happened to me. Says the Gemara, Omale, one second. What exactly happened? B'mai itzakto. In what way did you have some sort of damage or negative event that happened to you? Is it da'amtayas aso lebei malka? That you had to carry an aso. Aso is like a hadas. You had to carry a hadas to the palace. Apparently, he was requested or instructed or enforced by the king to have to come to the palace and present him with a hadas. So how can you tell me that I have a good day and nothing wrong will happen to me? Look at this. I ended up slave labor, having to schlep these branches to the king's palace. Says the Gemara, that's not called nezek. Why not? Hosam nami. It's something that, to be quite honest, you would have had to pay money for. To see the face of the king, meaning you think that it's negative, the fact that this non-Jewish king made you drag the branches to the palace, but you should know that's not a negative thing, that's a positive thing. It's so positive, it's actually something that, quite frankly, you would have had to pay for. Why? Is there some obligation to go and see a non-Jewish king? Says the Gemara, yes. D'omer Rabbi Yochanan lo'olam yishtadel odom. A person should always try his best lorutz to run likras malchei Yisrael. person should always try and run to see kings of the Jewish nation, kings of Israel. But here comes the chiddush. V'loy likras malche Yisrael bilvad, but not only Jewish kings. Elo afilu likras malche achum, even to go and see kings of the non-Jewish nation, that's also considered to be commendable. Not only is it commendable, you should do so. You should even pay money to do so. Now, why would I be interested to go and see non-Jewish kings? Queen Elizabeth of England. Why would I want to run to see her? Says the Gemara, She'im Yizkeh, because if he will indeed have merit, he'll be found worthy. Yavchin, he'll be able to distinguish between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Akum. Now, what does this mean? So have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, She'im Yizkeh L'Olam Haba, if this person one day will be Zeicha to find himself in Olam Haba, Lirois Gedulashem Shel Yisrael, where there he'll be able to see the greats of Klal Yisrael. But not only will you see the greats of Klal Yisrael, you'll see something else as well. Says Rashi, Yavchin, you'll be able to distinguish Kamo Harbe Gedulasam Yoiser Al Ha'umois Achshav. Now that you've got to Gan Eden, to Olam Haba, you'll see, look at the great disparity between Jewish kings and non-Jewish kings. In other words, a person can be mistaken. How so? Because if he sees Jewish kings in this world and also non-Jewish kings, so on the surface, they basically look pretty similar. There's kovod to the Melech Yisrael, there's kovod to the Melech of the Akum, and basically it all looks pretty similar. I don't really see the difference between Jewish and non-Jewish kings. Says the Gemara, well, that's precisely why you should have a look at them. Have a look at the fact that in this world it seems to be that there's not much difference. And if you'll end up being Zeicha to find yourself in Olam Haba, there you'll see a difference. All of a sudden, you'll see the Malchei Yisrael indeed getting covered Malachim, and the Malchei Ha'umais are not to be found. And that's why it's considered worthy and recommendable to see non-Jewish kings in this world, precisely to make that contrast. Look at the difference here in Olam Hazeh. There isn't such a big nafkamina between Jewish and non-Jewish kings, and yet when you get to Olam Haba, there you'll see the nafkamina. And therefore, this particular Amora who was Samech Geula Letfila and then ended up being dragged to the non-Jewish palace, says, well, that's not considered Nezek. That's a very positive thing. Now, the Gemara says you're supposed to make an effort to see kings, not only Jewish, even non-Jewish as well, for reasons we just explained. If that's not considered Nezek, in which case the original statement still stands, whoever is Samech Geula Letfila won't endure Nezek during the course of that day. Says the Gemara, Omale Reb Ilo'o Lu'ula. So Reb Ilo'o says to Ula, and he says, when you go up, Ki Eilas Lahosam, when you go up there, where's there? It means to, not to Olam Haba, it means to Eretz Yisrael. Ula was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Elah was saying to him, Ki Eilas Lahosam, when you go up there to Eretz Yisrael, do me a favor, Sho'il Bishloima de Rav Bruna Achi. Please give my best wishes to my brother Rav Bruna, but don't just do so in private, rather b'maimet kol ha'chabura. Do so in public, make a big fuss of him, be mechabed him, why? The Odom Godoil Hu. Because he's a great man. In what way is he a great man? Says the Gemara, the Someach b'mitzvahs. And he rejoices in performing mitzvahs. Says the Gemara as an example, and that's why the Gemara is talking about it over here. Zim nechad, on one occasion, he was Someach Geula l'tfilah. It doesn't mean he only did it once. Probably did it every day. But on one occasion, what happened was, v'loi posik chucha mipumei kula yomei. The smile did not disappear from his face all day. So you see, therefore, that he's a great person and he's someach to do mitzvahs. Not only is he someach geula l'tfila, which the Gemara says you're supposed to, but on top of that, he so rejoices that the smile was not removed from his face all day. Okay, ask the Gemara now a halachic shayla. Says the Gemara, v'heichi motzi samech. How indeed you go about practically being mekayim this halacha, being semech geula l'tfila? If you say the words semech geula l'tfila, it sounds like that you've literally got to say Goal Yisrael and tfila back to back. That's what it sounds like, back to back. So there should be absolutely no gap whatsoever in between the words Goal Yisrael and your tfila. Now we know that's not technically true. All of us this morning when we daven Shacharis, after we said Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, we did not begin Shemoneh Esrei immediately, but rather we began with the words Hashem Svasai Tiftach. So does that mean that none of us will mekayim the halacha of being Semech Geula L'Tfilah? So the Gemara asks this question. Hey, chimotzi somech. Somech, by the way, of course, from the word somoch, close proximity. How indeed do we juxtaposition geula l'tfila, which l'chayra sounds like they've got to be done, got to be said back to back? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yechanan, but surely Rabbi Yechanan has taught us, b'tchila, in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Hu Oimer Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Ula Basayif, Hu Oimer Yirotzei Nimrefi. So we have a statement said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that both before and after Shemoneh Esrei, you've got to say introductory psukim and also psukim following Shemoneh Esrei, as we do every day. Hashem Svasai Tiftach before Shemoneh Esrei, Yirotzei Nimrefi after Shemoneh Esrei. So if that's the case, of course, we're homing in on the first half of that statement. If you tell me you've got to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach before Shemoneh Esrei, so how do you go about fulfilling the halacha of being Semech Geula L'Tfila? You're not really being Semech Geula L'Tfila because you're interjecting the pasuk of Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Tehei b'tfilas shel Arvis. Let it be that Rabbi Yochanan's statement about Hashem Svatai Tiftach, maybe he was only talking about Maariv. What does that mean? He was only talking about Maariv. That means, according to this, you're right. when it comes to Shachris, because you have to say Mech Geula L'Tfilah, you got to say Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, Baruch Ato Hashem L'Keinu Melech Olam L'Keinu B'Li Aviseinu L'Kei Avraham. Now, what would be the difference between Maariv and Shachris?
So
look at the last Rashi. Look at the last Rashi on the Omud. Tehei hold the Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan said, that you say in introductory Pasuk Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. Let's consider that sentence was only said with regard to the Tfilas Aravis, only with regard to the Maariv Tfilah. Deloy Chayshinon Lismoich Geula Letfila. When it comes to the night, we are not so particular in juxtapositioning Geula, even though there we do discuss Geula. In the night, said we also have Baruch Ato Hashem Goel Yisrael. Goel Yisrael. But nonetheless, when it comes to night, we're not so concerned with the concept of being Seinuch Geula L'Tfilah. Why not, says Rashi? The Geula B'Yomama Avoi. Because the Geula actually took place at day. So if it took place at day, as we've learned in the previous sugya, so the main time for being Seinuch Geula L'Tfilah is at day. So when it comes to day, then Enoch Nami, you do not say Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. Rather, Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And then you launch immediately into Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok. So they literally are back to back. When, however, it comes to Maariv Tfilah, because there the whole concept of Geula Tfilah is not so important. Why? Because the Geula did in fact not happen at night. So if the Geula did not happen at night, it's not so critical to mention the Geula with relation to Tfilah at night.
That's, I thought we said that the Geula was two parts.
Good question.
The Geula started at night.
Very good question. That's why Lahalacha will see that this does not remain standing. Quite right. Good point. Says the Gemara. That 1 second. You're trying to distinguish well between Shachris and Maariv. And you're trying to suggest when it comes to Shachris, so being Seimach Geula L'Tfilah is absolutely critical. And if it's critical, that's why you must not say the Pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. Rather, a Maariv, there you can say Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. Says the Gemara, one moment. The Ha'omer Rabbi Yechanan, the same Rabbi Yechanan, who is the one who told us in the first place to say Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. The Ha'omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ezehu Ben Olam Haba, who is considered a worthy inheritor of Olam Haba, Zehu Hasemech Geula Shel Arvis, L'Tfilah Shel Arvis. So what do you see over here? That there does seem to be a concept of being Seimech Geula L'Tfilah for Maariv as well. In which case, we're back to square one. How can you tell me that there's a concept of being Seimech Geula L'Tfilah? Well, we're all saying Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. So we're not juxtapositioning Geula L'Tfilah. So what was the attempted answer? There's a difference between Shachris and Maariv. It's not true, says the Gemara, because Maariv, you've also got to be Seimech Geula L'Tfilah, and if you do say, you consider it to be a Ben Olam Haba. So now the question has got worse now. There is a Chiyuv to be Seimech Geula L'Tfilah at Maariv. There's a Chiyuv to be Seimech Geula L'Tfilah at Shachris. And yet in both cases, we interject with a Pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. So it means, L'Chaira, that none of us are being Seimech Geula L'Tfilah, not for Maariv and not for Shachris. Says the Gemara, okay, let's make another suggestion. Elo Amar Balazo Tehe Betfilas HaMincha. So as you said, Abraham, there's really two parts of the Gula, at night and at morning. And then you really have to be makbid on the halacha bin Seymah Gula Letfila, which means, therefore, you should not interject to the Pasuk of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. We've been taught that you do have to say the Pasuk of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Says the Gemara, well, maybe that's only to Mincha. It's only to Mincha. Mincha, there definitely was no Zman. There's no Zman of Geula at Mincha. In which case, when it comes to Tfilas Mincha, there indeed there is no chiyuv to be seinach geula letfilah, and that's where you've got to introduce the tefillah with the lashon of the pasuk Hashem sasai tiftach. So were we to stop over here, it lechayra would emerge from our sugya that we don't say Hashem sasai tiftach for Mariv and for Shachris, because for Mariv and for Shachris is a chiyuv to be seinach geula letfilah. And we don't want to interject with the other different psukim, which means that the tefillah and the gula are not actually back to back. So, of course, we're all scratching our heads over here because, as we well know, we do tiftach for shachris, for mincha, for marid. Says the Gemara, and l'chayr, we're going with this teretz la'alocha. Rav Ashi Omar. Afilu tema akulu. Even if you say that the instruction to say Hashem sosai tiftach is referring to all Shmeina Esras, until this point, you've tried to suggest that what? That maybe it only applies to Mincha. Says the Gemara in the name of Rashi. No. It can definitely be said and should be said for every single tefillah, including Shacharis, including Mariv, with the obvious question being, so what happened to being Seymach Geula Letefillah? Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar, Afilu Tema Akulu, even if you say it's referring to all of the tefillahs, every single one indeed requires Hashem Sosai Tiftach. However, the kiven the kavu rabbonon b'tfilah, but once the rabbonon established this as the introduction to your Shmoneh Esra, ketfilah arichta damya. It's like one long tfilah. If you would interject and you start saying hello, how are you, boketov, happy birthday, then indeed you have violated the halacha of b'seinach geula letfilah. But Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, which is not just hello, how are you? Rather, Chazal deliberately introduces, and they made it a takana that every single person has to begin Shmoneh Esrei in this way. So if that's the case, we don't view that as something foreign to the Shmoneh Esrei. Rather, that is indeed part of the Shmoneh Esrei.
I'm assuming that's why the pasuk with kishem is not part of the Shmoneh Esrei. It's only at Mincha and Musaf.
But then you're going to have to ask the same question, though. So why are we not being Seymach Geula Letefillah? And you're going to say, for Mincha, we don't need to be. Very good. Yeah. There's definitely no halacha being Seymach Geula Letefillah for Musaf or for Mincha. Says the Gemara, I can prove my point on the second wide line. Because if you do not accept this proposition that where Chazal instituted a line, it by therefore definition comes part of the tefillah, well, if you don't accept that, you're going to get very stuck. Where are you going to get stuck? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Arvis heichi motzi somich. V'ho bo'i l'meima hashkiveinu. What happened to hashkiveinu? Forget the psukim of Hashem Sosai Tiftach, but after Baruch Atah Hashem Gva Yisrael and Mariv, You follow it up with Hashkiveinu. It's a whole long bracha, such as the pasuk. So what must be the answer? Again, once Chazal instituted Hashkiveinu as becoming the introduction to davening, that now becomes, as it were, part of Shmoneh Esrei. Which is a big chiddush, by the way. Because Hashkiveinu, you don't have to say it, for example, standing up. It's a difficult notion, perhaps, to understand that the brach of Hashkiveinu, on the one hand, is considered part of Shmoneh Esrei, and yet we don't say it standing up, we say it sitting down.
Some people are noyeg to say it standing up, though.
Correct, correct. Says the Gemara again, Hey, Chimotzi Somech. We'll see, I think, in the very next line of the Gemara, the answer to our question. Hey, chimotzi somich, ay, bo boy le meima hashkiveinu, elo. Now look what the Gemara says. The Gemara does not say that hashkiveinu is the introduction to Shmoneh Esrei. Rather, what does the Gemara say? Elo, you're going to have to be forced to say that kiven de takinu rabon on hashkiveinu, not that Shmoneh Esrei has become lengthened, but rather Geula has become lengthened. Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael, Hashkiveinu. It's all one long bracha. In which case, you are considered now to be same as Geula Letfilah.
Since Hashkiveinu doesn't start with Baruch, you could say that it's Smucha
Baruch. Very good. So if we can say that Hashkiveinu is really considered part and parcel of the bracha of the Gula, that it's a Gula Arichta, says the Gemara Hachanami, so to also Kevende Kavuhu Rabbonon Bitfila, once Chazal established that you're supposed to be saying Hashem Sosai in davening, therefore it's considered Ketfila Arichta Damya. It's like a long tefillah. So Hashem Sfosai is absolutely part and parcel of davening, which means Hashem Sfosai definitely has to be said standing up. The truth is, we stand up anyway a little bit before then. But me'ikar hadin, you don't have to. Me'ikar hadin, you have to stand up for Amida, Shmoneh Esrei, and L'chayra for Hashem Sfosai as well. Because Hashem Sfasai is also part of Shmoneh Esrei. Obviously, we're talking about somebody who is able to stand up, somebody who can't stand up, who doesn't sit down. But somebody who is able to stand up, then L'chayra, just like he's got to stand up for the Shmoneh Esrei, he's also got to stand up for Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Because that's considered part of his Tfilah. Bishlem in the Brach of Hashkiveinu. He does not need to stand up. Why? Because Hashkiveinu is never placed as an attachment to the tefillah, rather it's an attachment to Goal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Mechti. However, there is a problem. Hi, Yihu L'Rotzoin Imre Fi, quote unquote. What does that pasuk actually mean? It's a pasuk, it's a quote from Tehillim, obviously. You l'rotzoin imrei fi v'hegyo in libi l'fonecho Hashem tsuri v'goyali. Which means that my words should be yirotzoin imrei fi. Imrei fi, the words that I'm uttering through my mouth, should be what? You l'rotzoin, should be accepted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if that's the translation, then when is the exact appropriate time to say that? Before I've davened or after? Says the Gemara, Mechti ha yirotzim refi mashma lebesoif umashma meikaro dbaino lemeimar. It's true that we all know that we say yirotzim before davening. But L'chayra, it would be as appropriate to say it after davening as well. And that's what the Gemara says. It's mashma lebasayif, and it's mashma meyikara, the bayin olameima. So when I'm about to daven, I say you larotzayin in the future tense. But so too, lechayir would make perfect sense to say it at the end as well. Now that I've davened, I'm once again reiterating my request that all of the words that I just uttered should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we only say it prior to davening? So my timer, tiknuhu rabbonon, again, we're not talking over here about Hashem Sosai Tiftoch. Now we're talking about Yularotzin. Now, when do we say Yularotzin Marifi? Of course, we know that we say it at the end of Shmoneh Esra. But says the Lachaira, says the Gemara, Lachaira be as appropriate to say it in the beginning of Shmoneh Esra. The Bo'ino Lameima. Just when I'm about to begin speaking, I should say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm about to embark on my Shmoneh Esra. Yihu Yularotzin Marifi. And yet we don't say it before. My timer tiknu rabbonon lachar yud ches brachas. So why do we only say it at the end of Shmoneh Esra? Remember in the times of Chazal, the Shmoneh Esra was in fact literally Shmoneh Esra, only 18 brachas. So why do we only say Yerotzen at the end of 18? Lemru meikara, question mark. Why can't we also say it at the beginning before he's begun davening, or before anybody has begun davening for that matter? Says the Gemara, no. Omar Rav Yehuda, braid Rav Shimon ben Pazi, hoil v'loy omru David. David HaMelech himself. Where is this pasuk taken from, by the way?
Yeah.
It's taken from Tehillim, which Perek? The end of Perek Yud Tes. So the Gemara says, David HaMelech himself only put Yularotza in at the end of 18 Prokim. Hoyol v'loyomru David ela la'acha Yud Ches Parashiyais lefichoch tiknu rabbon and also la'acha Yud Gimel Brachas. Yud Ches Brachas. So just like David HaMelech himself put this after 18 Prokim in Tehillim, so too we also place it after 18 brachas of Shmoneh Esra. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. We'll see. This is the middle of the discussion. Ez Hashem will continue tomorrow, all being well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody. Cold. Okay. Cold.